step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah!
This is Steve Peichel, head coach of Rutgers men's basketball. You are listening to your home for Rutgers basketball, 93.5 FM and 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome inside a new edition of the Peichel Podcast. Following a loss to Nebraska last night, Scarlet Knights 16-9, 8-7 in the Big Ten. Tough trip to Wisconsin on the way this weekend, and of course, joined by the head coach himself, Steve Peichel. Coach, how are you doing?
Long night last night, not a lot of sleep, but don't have a lot of time. Wisconsin's playing good basketball, and we're heading on the road again. So we've been, four out of our last five will be on the road, and didn't play the way I would like. Obviously, last night our defense wasn't up to point, but Nebraska played really well. They made some really tough shots, and quite honestly, they played better than us. And we got to kind of figure this thing out and get back to Rutgers defense.
One thing I heard walking out, which I took major issue with, was one fan said, and the fans are great, no disrespect to them, but one fan said, didn't show up tonight. And I took major issue with that because I thought your team came out on point. I thought the energy was great, took a quick lead. It just was one of those games where they played a little bit better and I thought hit really difficult shots from three. What were your takeaways before we move on to Wisconsin? What were your takeaways after watching the film from last night?
I mean, it's always, that's what, some people will say. I mean, we played hard, they were really good. And we had our chances too, timely turnovers. We had some free throws. We had an open three. You get when you're fighting in a game like this, you got to kind of, make some of those breaks too. And just were never able to string together. Even when we got it going for a little bit, we just would miss a shot and then come down and hit a three, to kind of keep separating the basketball game. But, we find ourselves, tough stretch. And I will tell you, Nebraska's playing good basketball right now. So like every team goes through their ups and downs of the season. Since the Mowat injury, we're kind of trying to figure it out a little bit, especially on that defensive end. But certainly, 18 assists in the game. We did enough that way, out-rebounded a team. But, it's got to, got to play that lockdown defense. And there are guys that had been playing well. Tominaga has been on one of these things, and we thought we would be able to do a good job just to limit his touches, and we weren't able to do that. And, it's a credit to the other team, too, and how they're kind of playing at this time of the year.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game. When you looked at them, they came in having won two of three, even going back to December where they took Purdue to overtime. So it's not a shock that they're playing good basketball by any stretch. When you look at the league right now, and for 7 years, I mean, you've looked at it and said how good it is. Would you say this is the deepest it's been since you've been around?
I mean, most definitely from 1 to, 14. And, anyone's capable on any night. They're all good. They're well coached. I mean, Tominaga, is playing at such a high level right now. And Walker is playing great basketball, too. But every team has, a couple guys in a stretch like that. But anyone's capable of beating anyone. And, even when I talked to the coaches on the other team, I talked to, Coach Collins the other day and Fred Hoiberg, like it's just, a gauntlet. And, you got to play good basketball. You got to be lucky too. You got to get a good bounce every now and then. You got to stay healthy, obviously. It's really difficult, basketball league, but it's the Big Ten. That's what makes it great.
Last night, and this is more theoretically in terms of basketball, it felt like there were many good back-to-back possessions that you guys had, and then your back would be broken with them hitting a three or back-to-back threes, and you're trading twos for threes. When you're just talking specifically about basketball, how hard is it when you are playing well, but the other team has those points where when you're trading two for three, you find yourself falling further behind as opposed to staying even with another team? Because it seemed like that was the case last night on a couple of different occasions.
It really was. Even when we had a couple of great possessions in a row and had a stop here or there, it just found the ball found that open guy. And, to their credit, they made shots. They made shots. We've never given up that percentage at home, that we did last night. And, part it's on us, obviously. But, you also have to, give credit. They still had to hit those tough, some highly contested, looks, and they did in a couple games this year too. So we're not the only ones. I talked to a couple of other coaches that got blitzed by them too. So, You know, it's the way it is, but short memory, you got to go, you know, it's not going to, that game's not going to help us for the Wisconsin game, another tough place to play, you know, on the road. They're playing good basketball too right now.
Yeah, as they got a win last night as well, I believe. New edition of the Pikel podcast, Rutgers heading to Wisconsin on Saturday, excuse me. We've talked a lot the last couple of weeks about the Moat Mag injury that came at the Garden against Michigan State. Explain to those out there that don't understand exactly what he did for you and, you know, why it's hard to replace. I know next man up mentality, but he was unique. What was so good about Moat, and what do you have to fill with his absence?
Yeah, I mean, first, you know, his consistency and his energy and his versatility on the defensive end. Like last night, he would have guarded a variety of guys on the other team. He could guard C.J. Wilcher, who got going. He could guard Tominaga. He could also guard Derek Walker, the center. So we could move him around in different places. And he's as good a team defender, too. So if someone else slipped or got beat off the dribble, he was a great rotation guy. So he was always kind of had everyone's back. He kind of became, along with Caleb, the anchor of, you know, our defense. And then the other thing, he would keep balls alive too around. He was our number one offensive rebounding rated player. So he would go after the most offensive rebounds and get his hands on. So we got a second opportunities too, you know, which was something and beloved by his teammates. Like he's a guy that always was there and there was not a lot of drama, high energy practice player. So you miss a lot of those things, but it also gives other guys opportunities. And you see that added minutes Andre Hyatt's gotten, and he's, you know, taking advantage of that, but you also slide your bench up one more slot. So, you know, we had the luxury of bringing Andre off the bench, you know, and being a guy that could come in at multiple positions, you know, and guard different people. And if a guy wasn't having a night, he was able to do that. So now you just go one deeper into your roster and, you know, one deeper into your youth pool.
Yeah, no question. And one thing you said in there I found very interesting. You were talking about Moat's energy in practice. That's something people don't see. The impact that has in terms of challenging guys and having to face him in practice.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. He was a guy that every day I can tell you, you know, Caleb's going to have a good effort day. You know, they may not make all shots that day. They're going to make mistakes and all those things, but he's a high energy guy. So when you come to the gym, you got those kind of guys that keep you up too. They keep you up as a coach. And he's one of those kind of guys, never had a bad day effort wise and always was an enthusiastic part, you know, and he was the same way at halftime and in games and in huddles, a real positive voice, you know, for us. And, you know, we miss him, but, and it's hard 25 games into the season to replace, you know, a guy too, but, these guys will do a good job. We'll practice more without him too. I think every day practice goes by, the rotation becomes a little more evident and those kind of things.
The last 2.5 weeks, we've talked about it in little bits and pieces, in our pregame conversations. So last 2.5 weeks, when you look at it, 6 games, technically 3 of them home, but man, I'll tell you, you talk about a tough stretch at Iowa, at Indiana, at Illinois, at Madison Square Garden, the 2 home games, the 2 true home games mixed in. And then now at Wisconsin, is this one of the more difficult stretches? I know you've had this every year, but is this one of the more difficult stretches of 3 to 3.5 weeks that you've seen here in the 7 years?
You know, you always have a stretch during the year that, you know, when you're looking at that schedule in November and October, you say, oh boy, you know what I mean? Like that's a brutal stretch. So you always have it every year. We had a stretch like that last year too. So you always have it. You just hope, you know, that you're healthy. You're playing good basketball too during those stretch. Cause when you're on the road and you're traveling and, you know, these guys got school too, they got like a lot on their plate. And now, you know, with the added, you know, academic work, the added short prep time. So you're jamming more film work in. You're just, you know, and then the nicks and bruises that you get from a season, you don't have a day or two to kind of, you know, get through those too. So just a lot. And I looked at this, you know, at the beginning of this year and said, this is going to be our toughest stretch, you know, just the road games. And even, you know, Madison Square Garden, they called it a home game, but we don't practice there. We don't play there. We don't, you know, we got there the same time that Michigan State got there, you know, so it was great to have our crowd there and people, but you don't get the same advantages of the rim and of the familiarity with the arena and all those kind of things that you do get with a home game.
All right, we'll take our first break. When we come back, I want to hit on a couple of individual players. Also, we're winding down the schedule, which is unbelievable, to another season, which means a limited number of home games left, only two of them. We'll get to that and then some questions from social media coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's the Pikel Podcast presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and the Rutgers Sports Network.
I've got cancer, but I've also got the state's leading cancer program on my side.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, recently named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News & World Report.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Building a winning team starts with recruiting talented players and giving them a chance to succeed. For more than 30 years, SHI International has thrived by hiring and training employees to deliver custom IT solutions to customers around the world. You could be next. Find out why over 400 Rutgers University graduates are now building an IT career at SHI. Visit shi.com/careers and explore the career opportunities available to you. That's shi.com/careers. SHI, innovative solutions, world-class support.
RU fans, score big when you order a lottery ticket on your phone with the Jackpocket Lottery app. Rutgers fans get a free Powerball ticket by downloading the Jackpocket app and using code SCARLET. That's code SCARLET for a free Powerball ticket on Jackpocket. Jackpocket is an official partner of Rutgers Athletics. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
Great to have you with us. Another edition of the Pikel Podcast. Rutgers getting set to head to Wisconsin, take on the Badgers. We'll talk about them in just a moment. Couple of individual people I wanted to get to, Coach, and that would be, we'll start with Paul, because Paul's, I think, had a great season so far. Lately, his assist numbers are off the charts. I think he had another 12 or 13 last night. Would you like to see him shoot a little bit more? Because he clearly has been pass first the last couple of games and getting guys involved, but it also seems to me, watching him, when he wants to score, he can. What is the ideal situation for Paul when he's out there?
You know, he's always been, you know, a pass first kind of mentality guy, but you know, he's also got to be a what's available, you know, kind of guy. And he's got opportunities too to score. He can score as well as anybody too. He can shoot the ball from 3-point land and mid range. And so we're always strongly encouraging him, you know, and obviously against the Michigan State game, he took over in the second half and scored a lot of points. So, you know, he's very capable, you know, and I always say to him too, you know, take what the defense gives you, you know, like, and he is such a terrific passer, and his DNA is to pass and to do that. But he's also worked very hard on his offensive game. And, you know, at times we need him to, you know, really score some baskets for us too.
And then I wanted to get to, at the guard position, Derek last night had 10 points. How about his progress this year from the start of the season to where he is now? He looks like, I mean, he's always had confidence, but he looks like a more confident player every time he touches the floor now.
I think, you know, he's getting more and more comfortable. You know, his minutes too have gone up with, you know, Mawat's injury. So he's gotten more of an opportunity to showcase his abilities. He's really got a really good mid-range game, and he can get to the rim. And you know, he continues to evolve. You know, freshman year is a tough year. It's a very different season than your senior year of high school. You know, we start in June, and, you know, high school season starts in November, and it's usually over by the end of February. You know, we're still going strong into March. So the physical demands of the season, you know, usually show up with, you know, freshman players, but he's kind of fought through that now. He's been giving us some really, really good minutes. He's going to be a really good guard, you know, moving forward here. And I think these lessons that he's learning as a rookie are going to help him, you know, next year.
You can tell. I mean, he's got that it factor. And, you know, sometimes he looks electric on the floor. And then Caleb, and this will kind of take us into the remaining schedule. You know, he goes over, or I guess he's at 200 career steals. Think about that number. When you brought him here, did you think or envision that that's the type of player he would be, or is that what he kind of just morphed into?
You know, I mean, it's like any high school player, they all come in wanting to score points. And, you know, that's kind of how people are judged nowadays on that. You know, he took it upon himself and to be become a really great defender. And that's how he found minutes on the court. And through those minutes, he's gotten, you know, points. You get points off your defense too. And, you know, he continues to, you know, evolve his offensive game. But, you know, his versatility on that end of the floor has been tremendous. I mean, I think he's moving into second place soon from on the steals list, you know, and he has a chance to be number one in the history of the school, which is, you know, just unbelievable, because his freshman year, he was very far from being, you know, the leading steals guy and one of the best defenders in the country. So his hard work and his dedication to scouting reports and the challenges that go with, you know, guarding the best player on the floor, he's embraced those. And, you know, he's going to continue playing basketball for a long time. And part of it's going to be because of that end of the floor.
I know not now, so don't understand the question. When you get into the summer months, do you ever, talking about Caleb and Paul, would you ever go back and watch like one of their freshman games to see what they were and what they became? Or is that something, it's history, you kind of move on?
You know, I always watch the games like from the year before, you know, so I do get that snapshot every year of what they look like, you know, the year before. And the one thing that Caleb's done a really good job, his body has gotten better, his game has gotten better. You know, you really see the development in him and his confidence. And, you know, I'm just proud, you know, I'm blessed that he's played here for 5 years, you know, Paul for 4 years, you know, that these guys have stayed and continued on this journey to make, you know, Rutgers basketball relevant. And with that comes the development that those guys have made. I'm real proud of that and I'm proud for them. They put in all the work. And they had to dedicate themselves. There's a lot of distractions in college and they've stayed focused on their mission to get better. And they have, and they graduated too. Proud of that.
Speaking of distractions, and you don't have to comment on this. This is just my observation. I've done enough games at Illinois. I will tell you, I never heard the crap that I heard last Saturday. And I don't know why that is, but man, was it brutal. So anybody out there, these are college kids. The abuse that they take is unbelievable. So that's just my take. In terms of crowds, so we've got, it's amazing to think there's only two home games left. You got at Michigan, I think it's next Thursday night, and then the Northwestern game, which we'll wrap up with after the trip to Minnesota. How about the support that these guys have gotten and kind of making sure everyone shows up and shows out for what's going to be the final couple of home games for the players you just talked about that have given so much?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really going to, you know, promote these last two games. These guys, you know, it's Caleb McConnell's going to walk on senior night, obviously, and Oscar Palmquist, who's been great with us, he'll graduate here. And Andre Hyatt it will be walking too along with Paul because they are seniors. And you know, I think Andrew, you know, one of our walk-ons too. So we got five guys, you know, maybe playing in their last game, the last two games at home. They stayed the course. They've changed the program. I just want everyone to show up and just show the appreciation that I have for all that group and what they've done for us, both on and off the court. Truly been special. I want our students to come out and do what they've done all year long, be awesome. The crowd even last night was great and involved, and we need that. We need that. And those two games obviously be very important for us, but I want to send these guys off the right way, and they deserve that. And I'm honored and thankful that they've stayed and they've, you know, when everyone else is going in the portal and everyone else is leaving and everyone has different opportunities, these guys have continued to stay you know, loyal to Rutgers, and we need to certainly send them off the right way.
No question about it. And looking, as much as I hate to see these season ends, I'm certainly looking forward to those last couple of games at Jersey Mike's Arena. Such a great feeling in the building when we're there. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. A look ahead to Wisconsin on Saturday, and then questions from social media for head coach Steve Peichel. New edition of the Peichel Podcast brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health and the Rutgers Sports Network.
Your health wins with Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Enroll by January 31st of 2023 with the number one health insurer in the state to have access to leading doctors and hospitals. Horizon experts will help you choose the right plan for you and your family. You could also receive financial assistance. Call and enroll now at 1-844-423-3054. That's 1-844-423-3054. Claim is based on NAIC's market share report.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The All-American Ford Auto Group is the number one Ford group in the Northeast. All-American Ford has locations across New Jersey in Old Bridge, Point Pleasant, Paramus, and Hackensack. They carry the full lineup of America's best-selling trucks and SUVs. The award-winning All-American Ford Auto Group has your back. Don't overpay or settle for less choices, or place a factory order with them with no markups or market adjustments. They'll treat you like family every time. All-American Ford is a proud partner of Rutgers Athletics. Shop online at allamericanford.net.
Nice to have you with us. Rutgers getting set for a trip to Madison, Wisconsin. This one's a quick one, too, as they will play at 11 a.m. local time in Madison, 12 p.m. Eastern, against a Wisconsin team that did win last night. These trips aren't easy, and here we go again. Quick turnaround as you take on a team that's starting to play better basketball for sure, but also a place you had success at last year, maybe one of the best wins of the season. How about the challenges that your team faces on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's always a unique team. You know, they really are. They play a very different style of basketball. They utilize the whole clock. They don't turn the ball over. You know, they play really solid defense. They don't gamble. They keep you in front. They have two post-up players that can really score around the basket, and they surround them with guards that can really shoot the basketball. So, they're very unique, and obviously at home, they're very, very difficult to beat. And, you know, we have to get back, you know, to what has made us great and has made us, you know, really successful is, you know, playing great defense and, taking away some of the strengths of the other team. And, you know, we'll have a couple of days. Today's our NCAA day off. So you have an NCAA day off every year, mandatory. And, because we had to practice on Sunday for that game. It's you know, mandatory that we take today off. So we'll have a couple of days to prepare, and then we get on the road.
Is this one, and I know they've got four players in double figures for the season, and Hepburn, Crowell, Wall, and Segan, I think is his name. Is this one of the deeper teams, or is this just another good team in the Big Ten, as is the case?
Yeah, you know, Chucky Hepburn, I mean, terrific guard, and really good big guys surrounded by shooters. But it's actually every year I play Wisconsin. It doesn't matter who they lose and who comes back. They always seem to have, you know, the same kind of player. You know, if you leave them, they're going to make open threes, fundamentally sound, always close games. You know, that's how they kind of play, dictate the tempo of the game. But Wall has always been a matchup nightmare. They have a big guy, Kroll, who's playing really, really well, and he's able to shoot the ball and pass the ball. He's kind of like a point center. And then with Hepburn and surrounded by shooters, you know, they pose many problems. They really do. And they're playing well right now. And I always think that's part of it. When are you getting a team, you know, you know, we got to start playing well again, because, you know, just as you get on a losing streak, you can get on a winning streak, and Nebraska's showing you, you know, that right now, with how they're playing, and they were on a losing streak earlier in the year, you know, so, you know, it's time that we, started playing great Rutgers basketball, and we haven't for the last few games, but, you know, I got to give these other teams some credit. They've made us not play well too.
All right. We got time for, I got four or five questions off Instagram. First one comes from Michelle. I believe she sits in section 208. The question for Coach: do road trips make it more difficult for the coaching staff to prepare for games, and is it different than that of home games?
Yeah, I mean, it's very different, road and home. There's a different mentality. I mean, first of all, every team shoots better at home, just statistically, you know, and obviously they play better at home, and obviously the fans, and I'm thankful that you're one of them, you know, make it a tough place. But there's a familiarity with a gym that you play at every day that you just don't get on the road. And sometimes our road games, we don't really get into the gyms. We sometimes have to have shoot-arounds in the hotel, and we call those walkthroughs, not shoot-arounds, because there's no basket there. So Road prep is very different. You got to play, I always say, 10 points better on the road to win by one game, you know, to win by 1 point. And, you know, referees blow more whistles on the road. You know, there's just a lot of statistics that'll back that, you know, just, you know, how difficult it is to go on the road and win. And obviously in a league like ours, I mean, there's, you know, they count down the clock, you know, they can screw your team up in a lot of ways, you know, how involved the students are and what have you. So road prep is very different than home prep. But at the end of the day, you got to play well, home or away, to win in this league.
Maybe this is a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Does the ball make a difference? Because different stadiums have different basketballs, right? You don't use, it's not throughout the league, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, we have basketballs, you know, from every company that our league has. So we'll always practice the day before. However long we have to practice, we'll practice with that basketball. So it gives you a little bit of a familiarity with the balls, but they all are different. Hmm. And again, if you know they're not the basketball that your guys are used to all the time, it takes a little time to, you know, kind of adjust to it.
Francisco on Instagram says the season seems to be very long when you realize that the games start before Thanksgiving. Do you feel like teams usually have some sort of a lull prior to March Madness in your coaching experience?
I mean, every year for 31 years I've gone through, you know, there's you know, you're going to go through your ups and downs. It's just the way it is. Sometimes it's injuries. Sometimes you're just not playing at a great place. Sometimes teams are just tougher matchups for you. You know, home and away always kind of factors in. So every year you're going to go through, I call it the grind. You know, and our season actually starts in June. So, you know, it's a long year. I mean, I say this when I talk to the NBA people all the time. The NBA, they'll play 82 games and they'll practice 30 times. We'll practice 82 times and play 30 games. So it's very different. We have a lot more practices, you know, than games. Guys want to play more games than practices. You got to get through the grind of the season. And it does start in June. And that's why it's always harder on the young guys. You know, they're just not used to the length there and the demands, you know, of the season.
Milton on Instagram, we always hear about teams matching up well against other teams. You guys seem to play Indiana and Purdue tough all the time. Iowa plays Rutgers tough. Why is that? Why do matchups matter so much?
Yeah, I mean, it's styles sometimes. It is matchups. Like, you know, going into the Nebraska game, we knew we had a couple tough matchups, you know, and you know, so we try to make those adjustments to those, but some guys aren't just good fits for guys defensively. Sometimes the skill set of the opposing team, you know, is not good for the defenses that, you know, you're playing and what have you. So it's challenging, you know, and matchups do matter. Styles of play, you know, do matter. You do have to make the adjustments, but sometimes teams, you know, are just difficult to play against, and especially, you know, the way Nebraska was shooting the ball, that makes it really difficult.
No doubt. And then last one, I guess we'll end it on this. This is a really positive note. Again, something we've touched on in our pregame chats, but just, you know, Caleb, a top 10 finalist, defensive player of the year, Cliff this week, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, top 15 finalist. Just how proud of you are you of the program, of those guys, and of everything surrounding the program when you hear that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've come a long way, and I think that's important. But the work that, you know, all of our guys have done to put our program in a place where we're on the watch list for any award, quite honestly, it's very hard. There's a lot of really good players and a lot of really good programs out there. But, you know, it's a real credit to, you know, the work that they've done and the development that's gone into, you know, those kind of things. And hopefully those guys will have a real shot at winning some of those, you know, awards.
Last one, about 30 seconds left. Just, this is a Rutgers thing. How cool is it to see Isaiah Pacheco win a Super Bowl with the Chiefs?
I found myself being a huge Chiefs fan, and he's everything that's great about Rutgers, grit and toughness, and, you know, being a seventh round pick, you know, people didn't have a lot of underdog kind of mentality, and he goes and wins the Super Bowl. So real proud of him, and he represents Rutgers the right way, and, you know, was exciting. It made the Super Bowl really exciting for me.
No question about it. Well, Coach, thanks very much. Saturday at Wisconsin, 12 Eastern, and then two more chances, guys. That's all you got to see the seniors next Thursday against Michigan and then the final game of the season against Northwestern. Coach, thanks for your time as always, and we will do it again in a couple of weeks.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thank you.
New edition of the Pikel Podcast presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and the Rutgers Sports Network.